This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra chaired a high-level meeting yesterday to review the status of preparedness for mpox in the country and related public health measures. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been continuously monitoring the mpox situation. During the meeting, Dr. Mishra directed the states to enhance surveillance and take effective measures for prompt detection of cases. As of now, there is no reported case of mpox in the country. The World Health Organization has again declared mpox a public health emergency of international concern on 14th of August in view of its prevalence and spread across many parts of Africa. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw has termed the Congress criticism of lateral entry in bureaucracy as hypocrisy. Recently, the Union Public Service Commission issued an advertisement to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that it was the Congress-led UPA government which developed the concept of lateral entry. He added that the Second Administrative Reforms Commission, chaired by Congress leader Veerappa Moily in 2005, had recommended recruitment of experts to fill the gaps in roles that require specialized knowledge. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will review the performance of public sector banks and regional rural banks at a meeting in New Delhi today. Ms. Sitharaman, along with other participants, will review the deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The Finance Minister will also evaluate the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma schemes. The Supreme Court has taken a suo moto cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter tomorrow. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests, with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. Meanwhile, West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has sent a communique to the authorities of all the medical colleges and hospitals across the state, directing them to beef up security on their premises. The move comes after the ghastly incident in Kolkata. He also directed the hospital authorities to ensure that women doctors and paramedics are provided adequate protection. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will hold talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Deuba in New Delhi today. Dr. Deuba arrived in the national capital yesterday on a five-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. The ministry said that Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighborhood first policy. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated across the country today. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In her message, the President said, Raksha Bandhan is a celebration of the unique bond between brothers and sisters which strengthens the feelings of love and mutual trust. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this holy festival would bring sweetness in relationships, happiness, prosperity and good fortune in people's lives. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.